So we're talking about biopsies this morning, liver biopsies in particular. So why don't we just start for people that maybe don't know. Why are biopsies commonly recommended for patients?
So right now, between a quarter and a third of Americans have some form of liver disease. And the type of liver disease that is concerning us most because it's growing is called NASH. And 75% of physicians agree that there's a lack of consensus on trying on how to diagnose NASH. Traditionally, that has been with a liver biopsy. That has risks. It's invasive. It's expensive. But they're all alternatives. And so today, you know, we wanted people to know about the alternative to this risky, invasive procedure, you know, that's been used, you know, historically.
And the historic one, what are some of the downsides of traditional biopsy?
So I have had six liver biopsies myself. I am a liver transplant recipient. And so I know from firsthand experience, as well as talking from patients, that other patients that, you know, what happens is there's a very long needle that they put in sort of between your ribs, and they take out a segment of your liver. And then you have to lie on your side for a number of hours to make sure that you don't bleed out. So a risk of this can be, it's rare, but it can be, you know, bleeding or even death in some cases. And that seems too much risk for too little information at this point. There's also sampling error because, you know, you're just taking a tiny sample of or segment of the tissue in the liver. And so in that one area, you may have a very healthy liver, but in another area, just, an inch over, your liver may have very advanced disease. And so there are ways to do this better.
And with that, what kind of alternatives are available to patients now?
You know, it's really exciting that in the past few years, the number of what we're calling non-invasive diagnostics is advancing. There's so much innovation, but there's also just their blood tests and their imaging tests are basically the, you know, sort of two major types of these alternatives. So many people already, including doctors, ignore the liver function tests or the liver enzymes that are already part of your normal blood work. And those have letters like ALT and AST, and they stand for very long, complicated terms. But often just looking at those numbers or the ratio of their numbers or using them in combination with some other things like albumin that are already in your lab work are being turned into different scores. They may have names like FIB4 or a NAFLD fibrosis score, but basically there's some of the blood work that you're already likely already getting done, just looked at in new ways. Or their imaging tests, you know, most people are familiar with an MRI or an ultrasound. And so there are diagnostic tests for NASH that are based on those two technologies. And people may hear names like liver multi-scan or FibroScan. And those are new non-invasive ways of diagnosing NASH that are alternatives to liver biopsy. And patients can just ask their doctor, you know, if they have already had the conversation about, you know, their liver health, their liver disease, hopefully they're having it. You know, if you have type 2 diabetes or high cholesterol or, you know, you are carrying excess weight, you should probably be asking your doctor about your liver health. And once they rule out other types of liver diseases, you know, like hepatitis C or B or an autoimmune liver disease, having this type of non-invasive test or, frankly, all of them in the time that you could take, a liver biopsy, you could take all of the non-invasive tests that have been developed, and have much more information in a much safer way.
So I think you sort of touched on the benefits, just the multitude of options, but maybe go over some of those again with us. What are the benefits of a non-invasive approach?
Sure. So, I was looking at reports from other patients the other day on their experience with biopsy. And, often it said, well, it only takes a few minutes. Well, it only takes a few minutes for the doctor, but for the patient, you have to take the entire day off work. And it's, for some people, it's quite painful. But either way, it's, at least a day of your time. You're stuck with a needle. You may bleed. You have to lay there on your side. And instead you could just have your normal, blood test or, just a totally non-painful, non-invasive, MRI type test or ultrasound type test. And one of the advantages of the non-invasive diagnostics also is some of them produce really wonderful, pictures, visuals of your liver. And for a lot of people, because there isn't a lot known about liver health, having that picture and understanding and seeing, oh, my liver is healthy, or oh my gosh, something really is happening to my liver, even though I may not feel it. Sometimes the symptoms are very subtle in early disease. And so when you have a picture of it, like with liver multi-scan or FibroScan in particular, it helps people understand the seriousness in which they need to take their fatty liver disease and their NASH and make often the type of lifestyle changes or keep the follow-up appointments with their doctors or go from their primary care physician to a hepatologist, a doctor who specializes in liver disease. And it sort of helps you wrap your mind around the seriousness of the condition. So I think that's another advantage of the non-invasive diagnostics of these alternatives to biopsy that, instead of some sort of sterile pathology report, you could get a picture of what your liver looks like, how it's functioning or not. Sort of like a smoker getting a picture of their lungs sort of black and tarred and it sort of scaring them straight and understanding, oh, I really need to do something about this. I think the type of, pictures that some of these new tests provide can be really helpful for both doctors and patients to wrap their mind about what they need to do to buckle down and address the disease.
Well, let's close by letting people know where they can go to educate themselves about their options with choices like this.
Sure. We have information about alternatives to liver biopsy at globalliver.org/beyond.
Donna, this is great information. Thanks so much for jumping on the phone with me this morning. We'll get the word out for you.
Great. Thank you.